From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this another edition of the Living Truth Radio broadcast on this Wednesday, and I trust that you're ready to study the Word of God. This week, our theme has been Search, Try, and Turn. We're talking about taking a personal inventory of our individual lives, and our key passage of Scripture is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40, where the Word of God simply says, "Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord." Think about that. A very simple verse, but I'll tell you what, it's a very important verse as it relates to our walk with and our relationship with the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, and verse 40, "Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord." There are three things we see in that passage of Scripture that we're going to be emphasizing throughout the course of this week. First of all, let us search our lives. Secondly, let us try our ways. And thirdly, let us turn to the Lord. We're looking right now at this concept of searching our lives. And so far, we've emphasized the fact that as we take inventory of our lives, we need to search our lives to make certain that we are saved. And then secondly, to make certain that we have no unconfessed sin in our lives. Today, let's continue this search in our lives and discuss the idea of our separation. Are we living the separated Christian life? You know, one of the problems I think that we find in Christianity today, and no doubt it's been a problem down through the years, is the fact that there are many Christians who are not living the separated Christian life. They know the Lord. They're born again. And they are as certain of heaven as if they've already been there 1,000 years. But they are compromising with the world, and their lives show it. Their lives show more of worldly things than it does godly things. You know, when you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and I trust that you have been born again, if not, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you. When you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you became a child of God, and you were sanctified, that is, set apart unto God, to be used for His honor and for His glory, to reflect Him in your attitudes and your activities, and to actually show Him through your life. But yet, so many times we find that so many Christians, even though they are set apart unto God at salvation, they are not set apart unto God as it relates to their individual lives. Are you living the separated life today? Or when you look at your life, do you see worldliness and ungodliness and things of the flesh taking control and dominating what you're doing? You know, in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, the Word of God says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That's a very significant verse of Scripture for every Christian to take into consideration. First of all, he says, "Be not conformed to this world." That means don't be attached to this world system. You see, this world system is made up of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and this world system is going to be judged. It is judged. It's going to pass away. And therefore, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ should not be attached to it. We should not be looking like the world. We should not be following the ways of the world. We should not be doing the things of the world, but we should be transforming our lives every day. How do we do that? Well, the verse tells us here very clearly. Romans 12 and verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed," here it is, "by the renewing of your mind." How do we renew our mind? Through the Word of God, being in the Word of God, allowing the Word of God to be in us. In other words, when we are in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, meditating upon the Word of God, memorizing the Word of God, doing the Word of God, then we're going to be thinking properly, and the result of thinking properly is that we will be living properly for the Lord. And it's important that we do that. Let's not be going along with the ways of the world. We are saved. Let's live like it. And as we look at Romans 12 and verse 2, it says, once again, let me read the entire verse, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove," that is, that you may come to know, "what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." When you and I determine not to be attached to the world, but spend time in the Word of God, allow the Word of God to guide our lives and to direct our lives, then we will come to the point of knowing what the will of God is, and we will be pleasing unto the Lord in all of our ways and in all of our doings. And that is so important. So take a look at your life today. Are you living the separated Christian life? That's what we are talking about, conducting a search to determine our relationship with and our obedience to God and His Word. We should search our lives as it relates to our salvation, to our sin, to separation. But then what about service? The question that I have for you right now is, are you serving the Lord effectively? Back in the book of Joshua, chapter 24 and verse 15, Joshua says, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Are you serving the Lord? Take a look at your life. What are you doing for God today? What have you done for God this week? When we are talking about serving the Lord, we are talking about Christian service, mainly in and through the confines of the local church. Certainly every local church that I know needs good servants of God, needs people who will step up and be Sunday school teachers, who will be willing to serve as deacons, who will be willing to serve as ushers and in the bus ministry or whatever the case may be. But then even in our own individual lives at home, are we serving the Lord and doing what it is that God wants us to do? You know, God has saved us so that we might serve Him. Let's take inventory of our lives to see if indeed we are doing that. Then let's take a look at our social relationships. Are we maintaining godly relationships? You know, just a moment ago, I talked about the concept of living the separated life, living a life separated from the world. One of the things that leads Christians down the wrong pathway, as it were, is simply because of the fact that they have associations, they have relationships, that is, with other people that they should not be having association with. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, the Word of God says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." And what that means is that when we are involved with the wrong people, it can lead us down the wrong path. Down through the years, I've heard so many people say, "Well, I get involved with those people that I might lead them to Christ." I've even heard people say, as it relates to marriage, "Well, yeah, I know that this person or this lady or this man that I'm marrying is not saved, but if I married that person, I might be able to lead them to Christ." Chances are that won't happen. You see, you and I need to take heed as to the crowd that we are running with, because the crowd can either lead us the wrong way or the right way. Let's make certain that our social life is all that God wants it to be. And then as we examine our lives as it relates to our salvation and sin and separation and service and our social activities, let's take a look at our sincerity. Are we really sincere in our walk with the Lord? Are we living the kind of a Christian life that is pleasing to the Lord. You know, in the book of Ephesians, in the fourth chapter, we find these words in verse 1, where Paul says, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. And then he goes on to tell us how we should be walking. He says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Are you walking worthy of the Christian life as it's described in the Word of God? Are you sincere in your Christian living to the point that you are reflecting the Lord Jesus Christ in everything that you do? You see, that's just an element of the inventory that you and I should be taking in our lives every day. Now, these are six simple things that really, actually, we could spend a lot of time on, but I present them to you as we are thinking of this idea of searching our lives. The Bible says, let us search our life. Make certain, beloved, that you are saved. Make certain that sin is the exception rather than the rule in your life. Make certain that you are living the separated life. Make certain that your social life is that which is pleasing to the Lord. And make certain that you are walking in a sincere fashion in pleasing the Lord. Those are things God would have us to do. And if we do those things, God is going to strengthen us and use us consistently for His glory. Search your life. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we begin to look at the idea of let us try our ways. We'll see what that means. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.